afternoon, and welcome back to the second hour of We the People Radio. I just disconnected our guest, so we will be calling him back right away. A little chaotic beginning to the second hour here. Are you waiting?
Yeah.
My name is Aaron Ryan.
Thank you very much. My name is Bill Cundiff, and I'm struggling to maintain some semblance of order here. Our sponsor this hour is Pappy Machinery. Pappy Machinery is our local John Deere ag and turf dealer that handles everything you can imagine when it comes to turf and compact ag equipment. So if you got a small ranch or just a big yard you need to take care of, go by and see them. They've got it all. They're at 3119 Twinview Boulevard in downtown Shasta Lake. And starting next week, they're going to be the new steel dealer in town. And they're going to carry all the steel products. So it's going to be a huge inventory. They're going to be laying it in, I think, Monday, they said. So they'll be up and running with that probably by midweek. And so if you need a chainsaw, if you need a string trimmer, a power washer, you name it.
What else?
If steel makes it, they'll have it. There, how's that? So go by and see them. Their phone number is 226-9226, or you can get them on the web at papemachinery.com.
Hey, and all goofing off aside, it's kind of time to start planning your generator fund.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you live in California, as it warms up, you're going to need a generator because PG&E is going to shut your power off.
So you're going to have a breeze tomorrow at 4:20.
Yep.
Yeah. That's the way it goes.
Yeah, they'll,
and I'm not kidding you, at 4:20, there is a breeze.
Yeah,
it's
there's
very
a breeze.
Weird.
But yeah, go by and see them. They're a big Honda generator dealer, and they have lots of product in stock on that as well. So there you go.
There you have it.
Yep.
So I was talking to our guest, Dr. Lyle, on the break, and then I kind of forgot how the phone worked out there, and so I pushed his line number and then hung up. It's like, oh, there's a hold button.
Sorry, Lyle.
Why don't you admit to all my friends in the Ukraine that you cut me off? Why
I totally did. Yeah. I completely. Yeah. I was all okay. We're back on now. Click. Yeah. Sorry.
Wow.
Sorry about that.
Wow. I guess what I'm saying is not that all important.
You know, you're just on the wrong. You need to have access to the buttons. Actually, this is a lesson to be learned.
That's one box I didn't check when I was checking her qualifications. It was her phone skills.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
All right.
Where do you want to go now? Where do you want to go now?
It's really kind of funny, though, because on your list, I just happened to glance at it, and it says, I wake up every day, and I'm grateful that Hillary Clinton is not the president of the United States. That's a good place to start. It's kind of near the bottom, but...
No, but you want to know something? Here's a flash.
Okay.
She is active. She and or her representatives are actively negotiating with Bloomberg to run as vice president with him.
Oh, my God. Does he realize what kind of danger he's putting himself in by doing that?
I mean, it's like Hotel California. You can get in, but you can't get out.
Yeah, but he could end up having a heart attack or, you know, hit by a car or who knows.
Bad day on a park bench.
Yeah, bad day on a park bench.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's true. That's a true statement. She did, her representatives were also talking to Bernie Sanders, but that's just to cover your base.
Yeah.
Because Bernie's leading right now in New Hampshire. Sure, against Biden, and then also going down to Carolina, he's doing fairly well against Biden.
So that gives him bragging rights.
Well, yeah, it throws them all in a tizzy. They're just in a big tizzy in the Democrat Party because they got communists and wackadoos leading the charge. And
well, they may not make it to the convention if they, you know, pull a fast one on Bernie again. They may, everybody's going to have Secret Service protection at that point.
Can we just take a moment and talk about Joe with the golden hair on his legs? Can we include that?
Yeah.
Ashley's giving me a look. Don't you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he actually was speaking to a group of people. And he told him when he was a lifeguard in this inner city neighborhood, he had golden hair on his legs, and little kids used to like to rub it.
Yeah. Like, but he likes little kids.
All righty.
That was right before he got in the beef with Corn Pop.
Yeah. I mean, that guy, how'd you like to be on his staff? You spend your whole day just drinking Maalox. Oh. Yeah, so he's going to, he'll implode. I would think. But, yeah, the Hillary factor is not good. Do you think that's real?
Which one?
The Hillary thing?
Yeah, I think they're exploring it. Hillary is beside herself. She's obsessed with having lost when it was a done deal. If you remember the last 5 or 7 days of the campaign, she didn't campaign at all. It was in the bag. It was a cinch. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the other reasons, it was because of her medical conditions, which nobody talks about anymore. But it was a done deal. Why campaign? The whole thing. New York brokers were in favor of her. Big business was in favor of her. The media was in her tank with her. I mean, it just goes on. The list goes on and on and on. And so it was a done deal. Let's start which they did. They started picking a couple of members of the Supreme Court. They started picking their cabinet. This is all fact. This is not opinion. And then when Trump took the lead late that night on election night, they were stunned. They were stunned.
It was a great moment.
And then when he won the Electoral College, Hillary couldn't even come forward. She, from all sorts of reports inside of her camp, lost it physically, emotionally, and otherwise. And it took many hours for her to finally concede and say, okay. It was such a shock. It was just a shock. Well, here we are 3 years, if you will, 3 years and a couple of months later, and they're still shocked. And so I do, from reports that I've gotten that suggest that she is exploring those options with Bloomberg and even Bernie Sanders, I tend to believe them because it is an exploration at this time. And I imagine what happens in the next 3 or 4 states in the primaries will make a huge difference as to what can come out of that. I think Biden is done. The handwriting is on the wall and it's over with. Elizabeth Warren is in serious trouble, which she is anyway. And so now it comes
on so
down
many
to,
levels.
Well, who's it come down to?
Oh, I think your nomination is going to be Bloomberg. I think when it's all washes out and they have a brokered convention, Bloomberg's going to walk away with it, and Bernie's crowd is going to burn the convention center down, probably. But no, I think Bloomberg will be the guy, and he'll have bought it.
Well, they may. Okay, if we go that route, Bill, we put Bloomberg in, you put Hillary in as vice president, you put Sanders out of the Senate, put him in as something. Maybe they'll keep their factions together, but it's pretty iffy because there's such rancor in the Democrat Party.
Right.
The Socialist Democrats have come of age. They were incubating, if you will, over the Obama years, all 8 years there. But they came of age. They now believe this is their time to push their communist manifesto forward. They're tilting the Democrat Party in general and the Congress into a socialist Democrat Party, a basic communist party that they don't want to admit, but is happening in front of them. And they don't know how to rein this in. And so they're going to have some terribly self-destructive problems, which they've already are facing, that have now become public. While we may delight in that because it's fun to watch them implode, I think the fallout is still very serious because the powers that be behind the scenes are still manipulating and pulling the strings. I do not see Sanders coming out of this at all as a winner. Not at all.
No, I don't. I don't either.
And I think the handwriting is already beginning to emerge. I think Biden is not going to come out of this thing at all. His day and time is over with many years ago. And so what does that leave them? And I think the power brokers, and Hillary is one of the power brokers, are calling the shots to rearrange the deck in a sinking ship anyway. I believe Mr. Trump will be reelected resoundingly. But what I believe the Democrat Party is doing and focusing on, and I've discussed this with elected officials in different terms than what we're talking about here, is they've gone after 6 states. Arizona's one of them. Oklahoma's another. Texas is another. Florida, North Carolina, and Alabama, and Michigan. Seven states, six plus Arizona. And they've gone after those states with tremendous amounts of money. Here in Arizona, just in the marijuana industry, just the marijuana brokerage or cartel or industry, okay, just stick there for a minute. They've pumped $100 million into Arizona. Just the marijuana section. We're not talking about lesbian, gay, bisexual. We're not talking red for Ed. We're not talking about the red flags. We're not talking about any of these other host of issues that are all socialist-minded. We're talking just the marijuana, legalized cannabis in every form so five-year-olds can have it. I'm not making this up. They're already running TV ads for this.
Are they identifying themselves as the marijuana coalition when they run those ads, or is it kind of secret pack?
Absolutely.
Oh, they are.
No. They're very, no, Bill, they're very blunt. They're very straightforward.
No pun intended.
No, there's no pun. No, they're very straightforward. $100 million. Just that one slice. Just that one topic. We're not talking about the other 5, 6, 7, 8 topic. Just that one. I'm telling you, there is tremendous amounts of monies that have already been released, with more coming over the next 9 months. To do what? Well, primarily, they believe they're going to lose their Congress. The Dems are going to lose the Congress. They know they're not going to win the White House. So what they're hoping to do is they're putting all their eggs in one basket, and that is to flip 5, maybe 6, but 5 states so they can pick up Senate, U.S. Senate seats that become Democrat, and with a couple of the rhinos like Mitt Romney and others.
So are we still calling? Are we still calling him a rhino? I thought he had created a new species.
He's a
piece of work.
He needs his own special lane.
All right, we're going to take a break.
We have a small break here where we can decide what lane he's in. We'll be right back with our guest, Dr. Lyle Rebecca. You're listening to We the People, and you can join us online at wethepeopleradio.us.
She said, we are all just prisoners here of our own device. And in the master's chambers, they gathered for the feast. They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't kill the beast. Last thing I remember, I was running for the door.
In a stem. You can bake it in some brownies, smoke it through a bong, roll up a great big fat one like old Cheech and Chong, burn it through a hole in a can of Budweiser. If you can't take the heat, son, vaporize it. That old wacky tobacco, when you feel it creeping up on you, that old
that's a new Arizona State song, I think. Well, soon to be.
I've been working a little Toby Keith, kind of the NASCAR shout out, a little.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, my gosh.
I had so many choices because we've done a bunch of shows on pot. And so I've an entire section.
What'd you say? You had many shows that went to pot?
Yeah, we did.
Same thing.
Yeah, because they're...
That was good, Bill. Bill, we got her back. We got her back.
Same thing, dude.
Yeah.
Far out, man.
We have a whole section. You know, it's funny. You start doing a little research on songs about drugs. It's like, wow, there are a lot. So I guess you'll need them all. I'll send a little file over to you so you can play those on your e-news. You can have little links.
So
on your Prescott e-news. I'm sure they'll love that. What's this Lyle guy? I got all these links to these dope songs. What's up with that?
We were talking before the break about Hillary Clinton, and it's just being announced right now in the New York Post that Michael Bloomberg is adding a top Clinton ally to his 2020 campaign. It's just being announced right now that making her his running mate. Patricia Marshall is joining the former New York City mayor's presidential campaign. She is a high-level Clinton advisor, and she is now signed on to be a conduit with Clinton and Bloomberg.
Wow.
It's happening. It's coming out in the New York Post right now.
Things you can't explain. Yeah,
choice do they have? They've got nobody.
But like
regurgitate somebody up there.
That can't be explained. Like no border walls. They don't want border walls. They don't want voter ID laws. They want all the illegal aliens to come in, except, they were against foreign interference in the elections, but they want non-citizens to vote in the elections. How does that work?
I don't know, but reading this release, it's not clear. I'm reading off the New York Post. It's not immediately clear what position Marshall will take in the Bloomberg campaign, which now boasts more than 2,100 staffers. But a Democrat source told Page Six, Capricia Marshall,
he'll be the head of the hit team.
Yeah, is one of the very top people in Hillary's immediate inner circle. She is, it's still coming out, she is far more than a campaign person, far more than a political aide, and is a very respected insider to the Obama circle.
Oh, that's good. That makes me feel
better.
Yeah,
so Capricia can build. We don't know. So anyway, it's so timely, and thanks for letting me read that, because it's coming out right now, and it was timely what we were all talking about just before the break about Hillary and Bloomberg, and now this is being released by the New York Post. So
it's ridiculous.
Wow. I mean, that really tells you a lot about the party. I mean, when they, you know, they have to reach way down there and pull somebody up and try to, you know, save something. Do you think in light of what we've seen in the last 3 years, the GOP has a chance to get the House back?
Yes, I do. I think it's, I don't think it's a lay down and rest campaign.
No.
You're going to have to, but I think, yes, I do, Bill. My concern is actually the keeping of the United States Senate. I know here again in Arizona, Mark Kelly, who's they're touting as this American hero. He's a former astronaut, which is big stuff. I mean, not very many astronauts are around. Former U.S. Navy pilot. Again, that's, you know, congratulations. That's big time stuff. But he's a socialist. He's against the Second Amendment.
I was going to say he's big time
totally
anti-gun.
He's totally in line with the Socialist Party. That's not my opinion. These are his public statements. I mean, again, one of the nice things that's happened in the last, maybe year, 2 years, is that the closet socialists have now come out. And I think Bernie Sanders can be applauded for that. he's taken him out of the shadows, brought him on the front stage in full view of everybody, and they're no longer mincing their words. They're coming straight out and acknowledging who they are, what they believe, and it's 180 degrees opposite when our founders established the station. I'm concerned because Kelly here in Arizona has about $20 million in his campaign chest thus far. And he's running against McSally, who's a McCain acolyte when McCain was alive. She's not a strong Republican at all. She's not a strong conservative. She's not a good campaigner at all, and she doesn't have the monies. So I'm concerned that they could flip Arizona for the first time in this history of this state. We would have two Democrat senators, U.S. senators, and both would be women. Well, no, there'd be a woman and a guy, Mark Kelly, and Sinema. And both of them are acknowledged socialists. Not my opinion. They publicly have come out and said so. And then you take a look at these other states that I've mentioned. If a good couple of them flip and become Democrat, we've got a real problem because in the Senate, as you guys know, they confirm judges. They confirm any Supreme Court appointees, and I believe there will be two to three more. They confirm all treaties that the president would make. They confirm all his cabinet appointments. So I could see where they could bottleneck up his administration this next 4 years greatly, and nobody's really talking about it.
What about the seated Democrats? Anybody in trouble there that might get replaced?
I say that again, Bill.
The Dems in the Senate, anybody in trouble there that might get unseated?
Oh, good point. Good point. Not that I'm really aware of. I think this impeachment really has caused many Americans to take a look at what's really taking place. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping I'm right on that. Many Democrats were pretty embarrassed by how they went about doing this and the lies that became evident, the twisting that became evident, and literally being told for 3 years or close to 3 years that they had irrefutable evidence, and yet none has come out. And anybody can make a mistake. I'm very forgiving. People make mistakes.
But not
okay.
for 3 years.
But when you are consistently making the statements that have been made by the Democrat Congress, and then when you were given the platform to produce or shut up, that they didn't produce and they haven't shut up. And it's, I think a lot of people have really woken to that. I'm praying they have. Otherwise, we could have some serious problems because the U.S. Senate, with just a few seats, could flip when you have a Mitt Romney, a Collins from Maine, who's also a Rhino, and one or two others. That could be really problematic. And like I just pointed out, the Senate the Senate confirms all of those things I just mentioned, cabinet positions, judgeships, Supreme Court justices. So it could become a real problem. Yeah.
Well, it's a long way to November,
sobering.
But yeah.
Well, like in California, I mean, we had a million Republicans last election didn't vote. So people are like, how could you guys have voted for Gavin Newsom? It's like, well, you know, we could have used those million Republicans who decided not to vote because their vote didn't matter. And now we're stuck with Gavin Newsom. So for all those people that are thinking, well, it doesn't matter, I'm just going to stay home. If you think Hillary's a good choice and you're a Bernie fan, you should definitely stay home. Your vote totally doesn't matter. But everybody else, you know, get to the polls, vote early, and vote often. Got to take a quick break here. We'll be right back. Lyle told me to say that. It was in the notes right here. No, we got to take a break right now.
Oh, my goodness.
It's all going to rock. Whether we like it or not. The best I can tell, the world's gone to hell and we're all going to miss it a lot. All the whiskey in Lynchburg, Tennessee just couldn't hit the spot. Got $100 bill, you can keep your pills, friend, it's all going to pot. I got $100 bill, you can keep your pills, friend, cause it's all going to pot.
Mm-hmm. This old man and me, we're at the bar and we're having us some beers and swapping out on cares, talking politics, blonde and redhead chicks, old dogs and new tricks and habits we ain't kicked. We talked about God's grace and all the hell we raised. And then I heard the old man say, God is great and beer is good and people are crazy.
I think we've made that point today.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
We brought that home.
Yeah, there's a little crazy out there.
The only
right
people
now.
Getting any beer are the people at the Daytona 500.
Yeah.
Darn it all. We're doing it wrong. So, Lyle, we're coming in the home stretch. We're in the fourth quarter. so here towards the end. This is always where the crashes are,
wow.
Turn four. So what have we missed? What have we forgotten to bring up? Anybody
never,
we forgot to?
I never, Bill, hammer? I never thought we'd get to this point.
Man, I tell you what, we're still rolling.
We're
coming through the home stretch.
Wow. Skidding in.
This has been a long one, Bill. I may have to up my pay request to do shows like this.
You watch it. I still get three more songs.
Oh.
Don't push me, mister.
Oh, my goodness. I hope my Ukrainian folks are still with us.
They only listen to see who we're gonna make fun of. This is how they're honing their English skills with all our idioms.
Oh, I got it. So we're helping
them.
I don't know where you guys want to go next. It's your show. I just have to stop by because I was waiting for the bus.
I was looking at your list, and you know they sent more troops and armament to arrest Roger Stone than they sent to defend Benghazi. Back to Hillary again. I'm like, yeah, got a point there.
Yes, they did. Although they did send CNN. That was good.
Mm-hmm. crack coverage.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely. Right from the beginning at 2 o'clock in the morning.
And then let's see, what do you have on this one? 60 years ago, Venezuela was fourth on the World Economic Freedom Index. Today, they are 179th, and their citizens are dying of starvation. In only 10 years, Venezuela was destroyed by, wait for it, democratic socialism.
There you go. Yeah, I heard the other day that the average Venezuelan has lost over 20 pounds. Whew, that's a rough diet plan.
Comes a point where you run out of pets. I mean, I don't know what's left. They're not big cattle ranchers down there, are they? And we all know chicken's foul, so you can't eat that.
Can't do that.
Oh, gosh.
But no, I mean, seriously, they've blown up their whole country. So
yeah, they have.
And oddly enough, when you ask the Bernie guys and, you know, the folks that are the Democratic Socialist people, when they ask them about places like Venezuela, they just, you know, they immediately want to talk about Sweden.
Yeah.
You notice that?
But Venezuela was one that Bernie held up in the last election as a model of what we could be like. And now he's not saying too much about it.
Now Sweden's now
Sweden.
Big doings.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think that's...
But, you know, we don't hold them accountable, Bill, Aaron. I agree with you. He did do that. Now
do
it's crickets.
You don't hear
a thing.
Yeah.
How come we're not talking about it? How come we're not asking him at these rallies? How come we, the people, are not asking these specific questions? I don't get it.
Well, I think if people are, my guess is that never makes it, into a news segment. You know, that sort of thing never hits the light of day. It's like, scuttle that footage. I don't know. Then you had on here, Russia donated $0 to the Trump campaign, but donated $145 million to the Clinton Foundation.
The Clinton Foundation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, but nobody talks about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a covert operation. Trump was behind
Foundation.
That.
So the Clinton Foundation has been drying up. The proceeds are not coming in like they did for all these years. And so I think her running, we're getting on a ticket to be a vice presidential person with Sanders or whomever. Hopefully that will
revitalize her. Yeah, I'm curious to know what their intake is right now compared to what it was when she was actually, peddling a little influence there, but she's got no influence now, and I'm wondering how many of them want their money back.
But she's going to tower over little Mike on his box, so.
Tiny Mike.
So there's,
that's right.
There's hope yet. She might be the big woman on campus.
Yeah, she'd be patting him on the top of the head.
Well, I don't think she would lord
carry
over
him around
you guys.
In her purse.
I mean.
Mm-mm. No, she would make subtle suggestions, I'm sure, but that's
exactly.
About it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? What a crazy idea. I was listening. I hate to divert into this lane, but it was so.
Here we go. Be careful.
Go ahead.
It was
go
so
ahead.
Wow. I couldn't believe it. I'm listening to Michelangelo Signorelli on the Progressive Network. If you've never heard him, well, you can tune in any time of day or night. He's pretty much all they run on that channel. That's, 127 on your Sirius spectrum there. But they were all mad because Pete, what's-his-face, the former mayor.
Buttigieg.
Yeah, I can't ever get his name right, so I'm just going to call him Pete What's-his-face.
Yeah.
And so good old Pete What's-his-face, half the LGBTQ, LMNOP people are all mad at him because he didn't have to struggle like they did. And it's like,
what?
That's exactly, when I was coming down the mountain, it's like, wow, I got to watch out. I don't hit any deer while I'm, enraptured with this scintillating conversation. Yeah, they're all mad. So, they're not going to support him because he hasn't struggled enough. And so it's
like,
yeah, so he's out. He's not going to get all their support because they want somebody who's got a little more angst in their history.
Well, are
you
something,
kidding me?
Picking up on that theme, Aaron, the other day, Buttigieg was talking about he didn't start out wanting to be gay.
Uh-oh. Well, see, that's the deal breaker.
Yeah, I thought that was fascinating. He said that because I thought they were born that way.
Hmm. Well, okay, so.
Yeah, that's interesting.
When did he say that? That was recent?
Last week. It was.
That's why they're all mad. That's what they were talking about. They didn't explain what sin he had committed, but apparently. They said he was never bullied as a child and all this stuff. And it's like, and the other guy in the interview goes, well, do we actually know that? It's like, well, you'll never get asked back again.
Yeah, you're never going to get asked back.
You're out.
Yeah, you're gone.
What were you trying to inject facts into this? That's not how this works. So I don't know. You can't even be gay enough for them. It's like, wow, that is brutal.
No, it's like Joe said, we believe in truth, not facts.
Yeah.
That's important to remember.
So what do they believe in? Science, not facts? I think it was science, not facts. Yeah, you can't. But bottom line is, though, your list was right. Go back and read the list again like your future depends on it, because it does. And actually, I think you're not far off there.
Well, you guys are coming. Thank you.
What's that?
Well, now what do we do for the next 10 minutes? You got any more girl jokes you want Bill and me to dodge?
Oh, I got a million of them. Don't. Don't tempt me.
Don't tempt her, Lyle. But we could sit
there.
There
are so many things I don't understand. So many. Like, here's the one. Here's the biggie that we're not allowed to talk about anymore. We'll just go out with this.
Here we go.
Why are you allowed to dress like you're selling something, but then if someone tries to buy it, you're in trouble?
expand.
Do that again. Say that again.
Why are you allowed to wear clothes? It looks like you're advertising something.
Oh, advertising.
You know? Don't
something.
Advertise things if you're not selling it.
Oh.
And okay. That's, we're not allowed to say that anymore.
Oh,
some lady told me the other day
territory.
She makes her daughter, you know, dress more conservatively than the other kids because she doesn't want her out there looking like she's selling something that that isn't for sale. And I'm like, wow, where have you been my whole life? We could be best friends. I'm like, you realize we're not allowed to say that anymore? She goes, yeah, I know. But you know what? I'm bringing it back. It's like, you go, smart mom. Get rid of those yoga pants. What is up with that? You know, and besides, and while we're at it, there are a lot of women who should stop wearing those. Let's just not put too fine a point on that.
Pretty much all the men ought to stop wearing them, too. I just saw a guy
on this. That's an excellent point as well.
He had yoga pants and a long trench coat on. I'm not sure.
Taking the Goodwill with your Crocs.
Yeah, I'm not sure the tops of those yoga pants had anything to them, come to think of it, because it was a trench coat. So.
Lyle, do you want me to just, like, erase your name off the show?
Yeah, I would. Would it be okay with you just for go paying me the $1.85 this show and just erase this entire show?
This is earning money the hard way, isn't it? All right, we'll be right back.
Oh, she said the hard way.
You are listening to We the People. We can't go to break now. Ashley just fell out of her chair. We broke the engineer.
Oh, thank you. Please.
She's back. She's clutching for the button.
Go ahead and disconnect me, please.
Okay. And with that, quick break.
Yeah.
Generation lost in space with no time left to start again. So come on, Jack, be nimble. Jack, be quick. Jack Flash sat on a candlestick because fire is the devil's only friend. Oh, and as I watched him on the stage, my hands were clenched in fists of rage. No angel born in hell could break that Satan spell. And as the flames climbed high and make a supersonic man out of you, stop me now. I'm having such a good time. Don't stop me now. If you wanna have a good time, just give me a call. Don't stop me now. I'm having a good time. Don't stop me now. Yes, I'm having a good time. I don't wanna stop at all. Oh, yeah, that says it all, doesn't it? So Lyle, what are you hearing out there in all seriousness? I know you do a lot of international security stuff and whatnot and a lot of things on the border. Are you hearing anything that we should be aware of that we haven't already discussed?
There is serious concern about the coronavirus that is picking up speed across the world. I wrote a paper on it. I sent it to you. If not, I will. It is a bioterrorism agent that got released, and they don't have any immunology for it. They can't give you a shot and make it all go away.
Oh, you think it was a deliberate release?
Yes.
Oh.
And it has impacted about anywhere from 18 to 20 nations right now, up to 23. America, the United States, has now opened up 16 military installations across the country to quarantine patients. And I think that number is going to go way up. Fortunately, in America, they're able to isolate people who appear to be symptomatic. One of the problems, however, is you can be contagious and not have any symptom patterns for several days. So that's going to create a problem also. It appears to attack males more than females. And right now, they don't have any way to truly treat it. From a natural standpoint, what seems to be working is higher levels of vitamin C, like 3,500 milligrams a day of vitamin C, and I'm not prescribing, just for the record. Elderberry also seems to work, because both of those work. Elderberry is a naturopathic an herbal, and it comes in a tincture or a liquid, and that helps with the immune system. So if you can boost the immune system, that seems to help people.
It comes in wine, too.
Because the immune system can naturally then fight off a virus. You can't give a shot on a virus. You can if it's a bacterial infection, but viruses are not bacterial.
Right.
They're airborne, and they attack the system in a totally different mechanism, different format than a bacterial infection. And they never have worked by viral injections. So people getting flu shots and stuff, okay, that might work for some people, but it's really a big moneymaker
sure.
for big pharma. It's kind of everybody's been sold on this. So this is a real problem that is not going away. And,
well, one of the other things is I think they're realizing they can't count on the numbers coming out of China as being any way, shape, or form accurate.
Correct.
It could be way,
correct.
Way worse than what they're letting it on to be. So
it appears to be, and China, typical of Oriental culture, bends over backwards, no pun intended, but it bends over backwards to save face. They're very honorable. The Orientals are very honorable, and they do not like to be embarrassed.
Except for China, because they're doing something evil all the time.
This is a huge embarrassment. It's also impacting China economically, because entire cities are shut down, entire manufacturers are shut down. The economy, which was already in trouble, which was being hidden by the media, the Western media. But Trump knew this, and therefore he was able to argue effectively or renegotiate some trade deals that will benefit China, but will purely benefit or clearly benefit the United States. But China's got some economic problems that nobody wants to talk about, and this is now coming at a time when manufacturing in China has basically stopped. It's come to a standstill, and nobody's reporting on that. That's going to have a little bit of a worldwide economic implication. If you take a look and think about for a moment all the products that we have that are from China, and now all of a sudden they're not able to be replenished, or they're not in the shipping lanes.
Oh, sure. You look at the shipping business back and forth to China.
Right.
It was already kind of impacted by the tariff situation, and
now
compound it with this virus. It's not good. And they came out early and said that they thought the cause or it originated from eating some kind of exotic animals or something. And I thought, how could something like that cause something to be so widespread so quickly? Didn't seem to make a lot of sense to me. But
back to the lying deception.
A doctor. I played one on TV, but
there's there's a tremendous amount of deception, deliberate deception that has taken place.
Mm-hmm.
The agent was stolen in Canada by Chinese operatives.
Oh.
It was in a Canadian bioterrorism lab. A stage 4 lab, and how it got out, I find it fascinating, because when you're dealing with bioterrorist agents, you want to really keep that shut down, really locked down on purpose, because you don't want that stuff getting out. But it got out, they took it to China, and then it got released, and that's what they're facing, is rapid expansion.
But why would they steal something like that and then take it back to their homeland? Wouldn't they want to smuggle it across the border into the U.S. and release it there?
Well, they weren't
fumble on the plane.
Release it.
Mm. Okay. It just got away.
You know who, and you guys have had him on, and I've been on the show with him, with you guys, Bruce Moran.
Uh-huh.
Bruce and I have spent a lot of time back and forth these past couple of weeks dealing with this. In fact, while we're on the big show here, he just wrote me and sent an update. Here we go. The global fight against coronavirus. I will send this to you. It's not restricted. It's not restricted intelligence. Bruce and his group send stuff, as I've been fortunate government back channels up to the White House, etc. But this is not restricted. So let me send this to you guys right after we get off the air. And if it makes sense, and if you think it's something that you'd like to follow up on, I'm sure Bruce would be glad to accept your phone call.
Yeah, that would be a whole angle that nobody has talked about at this point.
Correct.
So.
Well, they're focusing on how many cases there are in the U.S., which I'm not sure that that, I mean, when you start to
well,
look at
no,
it.
There's not that many cases right now other than what has come into the country through tourism.
Right.
There are three planes in Northern California, plane loads, 230 to 270 people per plane that they took off off the tarmac and they quarantined right away. There's two luxury liners off the coasts of America, like Princess Cruise and all that. They're being quarantined. They're not allowed to port.
Well, they just flew a bunch of people out of Japan, too, that were on a cruise ship and brought them over here. And
that's correct.
Have them in
quarantine.
No.
Yeah. So right now, I mean, America has a really small number that have reportedly been contaminated and exposed, or I'm sorry, not exposed, but been contaminated and been reported. So that's true. It's a small number right now, but they're preparing, America's preparing for a big onslaught.
Oh, yeah.
And that's just not being reported. It's not being reported. Like I said, 16 military installations have now been activated across the United States.
Yeah, and they did say be prepared for this to be around for a while. This isn't something that's going to go away in the next few months, that they're predicting this could be around for years.
I was glad to see Dr. Mark Siegel, who you all know appears on Fox News in the mornings a lot of times. Dr. Siegel came out and spoke very plainly about this. And he was not sensational or alarmist, but he spoke very candidly that we've not even begun to see what's coming. Let me send this to y'all after we get off the air. And I know you know how to get a hold of Bruce, and I think that might be a good follow-up because Bruce can discuss this. He and I have been sharing this intel and then sending it forward. But this that he just sent, which I'm sending you, is not restricted. So you can post it if you find it of interest.
Nice. Well, and somebody had written in here that they heard there was a vaccine developed in California. Is that real?
No.
Well, there you go. You heard it here first.
Yeah, they said early on that there's no vaccine for this. That it's, but you know, it's like everything else. There could be someday, but right now, no.
So how is this different from like? Remember, we had the whole SARS thing.
Right.
Did SARS make people die?
What's different here, this is a flu, so it's a virus. You don't have flu shots that will work once the contaminant is onset. It's a misnomer. It doesn't work. What's different here, what appears to be happening, and this, again, what Bruce Moran and I have talked about this past week, which is not restricted, so I can discuss it with y'all, is it's mutating, and that's a concern. It's mutating based on the type of people it impacts. So what I'm meaning, I'm not playing right now. People in New York might be very different than people in California. I'm not playing. It's just different geographically, regionally, because of bloodlines and a whole number of issues.
Not good. Well, we ended on a serious note, but we thank you, Lyle, for coming on with us, and we're going to have to jump ship here.
Thank you so much.
All right. You are listening to We the People. You can find us online at wethepeopleradio.us.
Thanks for coming on, Bruce.
Lyle.
Ford in the Lincoln. We're setting the pace. That story is true. I'm here to say, because I was driving that Model A. Got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up, and that Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 8 cylinders and use them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With 4 bow carbs and a dual exhaust and 411 gears, you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good and tires fast. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night.